This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Look at portraits of the nation's leaders, and you'll see a particular trend come and go over the years: facial hair. For decades, facial hair is in, and then suddenly, for decades more, it's out. But why? Granite geek David Brooks recently noticed this pattern in the photographs of the mayors of Concord, which are displayed along several flights of stairs at City Hall, and he says a particular invention may have something to do with the trend. And he's here now. David, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So, David, I must ask you a question.
Oh, you verbal people are too clever for us writers.
So what? The question is, what is the invention?
The invention, of course, is the safety razor. For millennia, men have removed facial hair from their face by scraping it with sharp objects, you know, clam shells or whatever, and more recently, the straight razor, which is basically a little tiny sword that you run over your jugular vein and your upper lip. And that's not a very fun thing to do. And so men were happy to not do it and grow beards and mutton chops and, you know, mustaches that, you know, are bigger than most hedgerows. And then the safety razor came along, and the invention started in 1880s, 1890s, ways to take a sharp blade, and enclose it so it wasn't quite so dangerous. And then it really kicked off right after the turn of the century, 1901. King Gillette patented the disposable razor blade from the safety razor, and that really got things going. After that, it was easy to shave, hence you get shaved mayor. So the mayor's pictures you mentioned, before 1900, virtually all of them have facial hair, much of it quite astonishing facial hair. After 1900, almost none of them do. There's only like two out of the 25 mayors that have facial hair after 1900.
Mm-hmm. And as went the mayors, so did presidents of the United States, apparently, right?
Exactly. You got all sorts of facial hair, Abe Lincoln on, you got, you know, these people are bristling, and then you got Teddy Roosevelt and Taft are the last two that had any facial hair. And since then, not only have no presidents had any, but no serious contenders for the office have had any. I mean, can you think of a bearded person who's come here for the New Hampshire primary who's been a serious candidate? Certainly not in my lifetime.
None come to mind for me, and I'm having trouble imagining people like John Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson with a mustache and beard.
Yeah, Johnson in particular would look really weird.
Yeah, very strange. Well, thank God for the razor, although there were long eras before the Gillette razor when politicians didn't have facial hair and there was no safety razor to be had, like George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. Those in their paintings don't have any facial hair. So what explains that? That sort of puts a hole in your theory.
Sort of puts a hole in my theory is one way to put it. Yes, it does indeed. Obviously, I wanted a technical explanation for this pattern because that's the kind of stuff I like. But when you look at it a little bit broader, so the pictures of the mayors of Concord start in 1853, I think it was, which is when the city was chartered, and mustaches and beards were in full bloom. So if you look at the pictures of the mayors, it seems like it's all the time until 1900, until the safety razor had come along. But as you say, if you look at portraits of our presidents, you realize that before roughly 1850, before Abe Lincoln really, none of them had any facial hair, which means that my technical explanation is not true. And you have to go into that horrible morass of human behavior and sociology to attempt to explain it. And I'll be perfectly honest, I have not been able to find anybody who has any good explanation aside from just random habit and social patterns, which don't make any sense at all, to explain why it was okay, it was necessary, in fact, for presidents to be clean-shaven for the first almost century of our existence, and then it was almost necessary for them to be bristling with facial hair for another half century, and since then they can't.
Mm-hmm. So random events may have something to do with it, or random little social occurrences like Karl Marx, for example, not terribly popular in the capitalist United States, so people avoided having facial hair that looked anything like his.
Yeah, that's, maybe. You know, that was one idea I ran across. I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, all of a sudden hipsters started wearing beards out of nowhere, right? You know, a decade ago. Where did that come from? Who knows? So why can't presidents be just as irrational as hipsters?
Okay. Why not indeed?
Why not? Right?
So ultimately, though, your scientific mind really couldn't come up with a reason arguing beards are irrational.
Well, they certainly are irrational. Facial hair makes no sense at all. And I say that realizing that I have a mustache and you have sort of an in-between facial hair thing that I don't know what to call it.
It's terrible. That's why I work in radio.
It makes no sense at all, and it is, you know, it's like trying to explain, you know, what shoes look like. Why do they look the way they do? I mean, it's just fashion, and if there is a rational explanation for it, it has eluded me.
All right. Well, if any listener has a rational explanation, leave a comment on our Facebook page. You'll find a link to this interview there as well. Tell us what you know. And David, thank you very much for looking into this.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the man who is geeky enough for a mustache but took a pass on the beard at graniteGeek.org.